Sometimes they're praised for their accuracy. Sometimes they're cursed for being clueless. What am I talking about? Well, we hear forecasters talking all the time about computer models. Boy, you guys, Bill and JB, you have really talked those up sometimes. These are often a critical data pipeline for predicting the weather. But with so much information in that pipeline, it takes a lot of power to crunch through to a prediction.
WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
While not strictly meteorological, I thought it might be interesting to look at what kind of computing power is necessary to run the GFS, the Global Forecast System. That turned out to be a lot harder than I imagined, trying to make heads or tails of all the information available. Believe it or not, those geeks in the computer world have even more acronyms, abbreviations, and terminology than us weather geeks. Turns out that the GFS doesn't really run on just one computer, but rather on three computers located in two different locations, one in Fairmont, West Virginia, and two in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And in a truly patriotic vein, they are known as red, white, and blue. These computers are part of a major upgrade to NOAA's computing capability begun in 2005. That upgrade cost $180 million through a 9-year contract with IBM. These computers also comprise part of GEOSS, or Global Earth Observing System of Systems, a project spearheaded by the United States whose goal is a comprehensive, integrated, and sustained Earth observation system. The three computers consist of a primary system known as Blue, a research and development system known as Red, and a backup system known as White. Primary and backup operating systems ensure a reliable delivery of operational weather and climate forecasts with no interruption in services. The research and development system accelerates the transition of new research results into the operational models and provides for more rapid improvement of all of the forecast products. The computers use an operating system known as AIX-5L, an open-source Unix operating system. They can also run the Linux operating system that may be a little more familiar to PC types. The computing power of these supercomputers allows 1.3 trillion calculations per second. Yes, I said trillion. That's a 1.3 followed by 17 zeros. That's the kind of computing power necessary to make calculations at grid points spaced 35 kilometers apart at 64 levels in the atmosphere using complex equations that attempt to describe all the interactions of the ocean and the atmosphere. That's WeatherBrains 101 for this edition. If you have questions about terms you hear and want more information, send them to question@weatherbrains.com.
Thank you, Professor Peters.